Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. How are you? It's Lisa here.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay. Working a lot.
All right. You're always working, right? No offs for you.
Yeah. All good.
Right, I understand. Okay, I wanted to clarify first of all regarding the discussion or the approach that was made to you. The reason why we approached you for that was because we received a request from the bookstores regarding the books, of having your books placed in their bookstores. So we had to ask you whether or not you're going to pursue that because right now I believe we were struggling with having the tools ready for the marketing thing. But at this point of time, I am confident, Kathy, that once we have all the tools ready, like for example, we have three articles ready. Okay, ready for publication. We published that. The captions that I've sent you the revised ones as well. As soon as you give a go ahead, we will start the paid campaign on the social media pages. As soon as that
Yeah.
happens, people will start to receive the ads, and that's when your book gets sold.
You just put up what you think you should put up. We are not ever going to agree on the quality of the work. So you just live up to your end of the contract. If you sell the books, you sell them. If you don't, you don't. That's where I am right now. I don't
Okay.
want to approve anything anymore or anything. I don't like anything that I've seen so far. I think it's amateurish, and I wouldn't buy it, and it's my book. So
I
what I'm
understand.
saying, I will go with our contract. If you sell it, you sell it. If you don't, you don't. I don't want to look at it anymore.
I understand. Okay. Okay, all right. You gave me a bottom line. I completely understand. And one more thing, Kathy. We have always agreed on the quality. See, when you were getting pathetic quality, I said it myself that you're not getting good quality work. There were grammatical errors, typos, all sorts of things there. But when I changed the team, you yourself said that it has improved, right? I'm sorry, you're saying something?
Anything professional. It's not professional to me. It's just not. I'm not going to lie to you. Nothing that you gave me looks professional. But that's fine. If you can sell it that way, I'm fine with it at this point.
All right.
I'm not going to micromanage.
Don't worry about it.
But
Don't worry about it. I will talk to my marketing team and I will just give them this bottom line and an ultimatum that we have to sell the books one way or the other. And we can be flexible in terms of marketing the book, right? You're not going to interfere in that as long as we sell the books, correct?
without any more money from me.
Of
Yeah.
course, of course, of course. That makes sense. But this was a golden opportunity. It wasn't about the money, Kathy. If you visit the local Barnes and Noble store and ask them to place your book, just give it a try, okay? There must be a Barnes and Noble bookstore in your area. Go there, walk down there, talk to them, and tell them I was thinking of having my book placed on your bookstore and see what they tell you. Because that is a golden opportunity, and not everyone gets that chance because bookstores usually do not accept books. They only accept the books that have good marketing criteria and that are high on demand. That's it. If it's a bestseller, then they might accept it. And then, too, you have to bear the cost for the printed copies. So, for example, if you're the author, you're placing the books on their bookstore, you're going to give them the printed copies to place. And whatever they sell, they'll give you the royalties, and the rest of it they'll return it to you. So that's how the bookstores work. It's completely different from the online platforms. So that's the reason why it was our duty to inform you about it, but I will clearly tell Daniel to reject this offer and tell them that we pass. We don't want to place your book on the bookstores. So don't worry about that, okay?
going to tell you that I showed it to seven different people. Everybody thought it was slimy, except your team. So, I
Right.
mean, they for business and you know, but it felt very slimy to me. And I really am the dumbest person when it comes to falling into things. I've been identity thefted seven times. So for me to get that vibe right away, I got it.
Okay. All right, understood. As you said, Kathy, bottom line is that we sell the books, right? Now, it's up to our marketing team how they sell it. And this is what I'm going to have, talk to them about it right now. And eventually, by the end of this month, you're going to receive the report of your first month's marketing. Okay, so we haven't counted any of those months where we were lagging in the marketing months. This will be your officially first month. Okay?
Okay.
And then you can decide. When I send you the report, the marketing report, and the statistics in regards to the response that we got on your book and the number of sales, all of that, and then you can decide whether or not it's working or you want to change your mind or whatever that is. This would be final, okay?
I only sell books through Fulton Books. So, I mean, what you tell me you sold, that has to match what they tell me they sold. If they told me they didn't sell any books, well, you tell me you sold a million books. If I don't, they're the only people who give me the money.
Your book is on Amazon, right?
My book is bought from Fulton Books by Amazon when they sell them.
Okay.
It's only get royalties through Fulton. So if they sell me royalties, I don't make any money. And so your numbers have to match their numbers, or it doesn't mean a thing to me.
Okay. All right. Right. That makes sense. I'm sure you have the access to your sales dashboard. Do you check that?
Yes, I do. I've made $109 so far.
Okay. And the number of sales, what are those like?
Low.
Okay.
There's been no sales since November.
Okay. All right. Can you send me a screenshot of the number of sales made so far? So when we put the campaign on, we'll be able to understand how many sales we have made, particularly on the responses that we got, on the marketing that we did. Can you do that for me, please? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Don't worry about anything. I know it's stressful. I know things are going down, but it's all going to be okay. And I assure you about that. Okay?
I'm not stressful anymore. I decided to focus
on I know. One last month, Kathy. One last month. That's it. All I'm asking you is for one last month. And I'm telling you that it's going to work. It's going to work. You just got to trust me a little bit more, and we'll get through this, okay?
All right.
And don't get so worried. You can talk to me, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm being very honest with you. Right now, you have no credibility with me, so I know.
I'm so sorry. And I hope you take good care of yourself. Let me have a word with your team, and I shall get back to you. I'll drop you a text message, okay?
All right. And I'll send you the stuff from Fulton so far.
Yes, please. If you can send that would be great.
All right. Good.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Kathy. You take good care of yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.